Cut all the water off, and that was the day after Thanksgiving, and that was, 25 years ago. When Marla was just a little boy, because he's been staying down here ever since he was 4 years old.
Does the lake near here freeze over?
No, it never gets down. Oh, might be thin ice around the edge, but no lake down here that I've ever known freeze over. No.
What about rain? Does it rain down here very much?
Well, we don't have what you call a rainy season. And we do have rains, and this fall was very unusual, dry fall. Mm-hmm. It just been real dry all the fall. That's enabled the people to gather the crops and all, you see.
That was lucky too.
That was good for us, and the people that wanted to plant grain and plow up the grounds and prepare it for so dry they couldn't do it. See, that wasn't good for one. What's good for me is not good for you.
I suppose you have different kinds of rains.
You have like in April, you say April showers. You can just pull down and in an hour and a half the sun will be shining and everything will look pretty and green. And then may go on that way. But yeah, you have thunderstorms and things like that. Last week they had a real rained out there, just poured here. The next day it fared up, but it just poured that night.
Do you ever have a kind of a mist?
Fog, we call it. Well, there's a difference if the fog is coming down, it's going to fade up, and if the fog's going up, I think it's going to rain. Now that's, I don't know whether there's truth to that, but I've heard it all my life. Foggy rain, but you can feel it when you go out. It's been a good deal of fog this fall. I'd see it out the window early in the moment.
Is it cool when it's foggy?
No, it can be foggy when it's warm. It doesn't have to be cold.
Does it ever get really dry?
Well, as I say, this fall is an unusually dry fall.
Do you ever have really severe shortages of rain?
Have what?
Do you ever have severe shortage of rain?
Yeah, we do. Sometimes it rains so you crop. Well, one year we had corn across the road over there in back of the house. We didn't have cotton here then. A mile nearly across the back of the field. That's where the roads would run. See, this is right good side plantation. And when corn came up, it looked just beautiful. Then it dried off. And of all that, we didn't gather a bushel of corn. Lost the whole crop. Just lost it completely. Then last year, in the spring, we had a big corn crop out there. Had such beautiful corn. I just called my friends everywhere and I said, if you want me to give you some roasting ears, Marla turned me loose in the path. He had put in our irrigation system. And in water, he has the irrigation system out in the back of the plantation where it revolves itself and moves around in waters that needed it. And we made a huge corn crop. But now I don't know whether he had any corn planted this year or not. I haven't seen any. Some of the colored people had a small patch. But he didn't have that much. But it made a world of corn.
So some years are better than others.
Oh yeah, yes so. Somebody say, well, you had such a good season last year, you can't expect it this year. But now we don't have snow to mount to anything down here. Very little snow. They have more in Birmingham than we do down here.